Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 14th of March 2021. At the mic of VK7WI this week is Rick VK7RI. This broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by Clayton VK7ZCR. We also go out on medium and high frequencies courtesy of the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 1.865 MHz by Graham, VK7GS. On 3.670 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. On 7.140 MHz by Dale, VK7JDD. Sorry, I think we've got a typo there. On 14.130 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. And on 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7VKT. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7, VK7RTC in Southern VK7, and at 8:30 p.m. in Northwest VK7 on VK7RTV and VK7RDR. VK7 Events News. Meet the Voice 2021. Please note that the Meet the Voice is next weekend, on the weekend of the 20th and the 21st of March 2021, with the main event happening on Sunday, the 21st of March from 11 a.m. It will be happening at the Ross Caravan Park on the banks of the picturesque Macquarie River. As in past years, attendees are welcome to make a weekend of it and stay at the caravan park. The barbecues will be fired up on the Sunday for lunch, and the presentation of the Meet the Voice Sewing Circle Trophy will be made at around 11 a.m. The weekend coincides with the John Moyle Memorial Field Day contest, where the focus is on portable operation. So why not bring your portable station along and operate in the John Moyle as well? 73s from the Sewing Circle net. Contest news. John Moyle Memorial Field Day. Just to remind everybody that the John Moyle Field Day is coming up next weekend, the 20th and the 21st of March 2021, and will run from 0100 UTC on the Saturday to 0059 on the Sunday. The contest is open to all VK7, ZL and P2 stations. There are a number of categories that they cover There are a number of categories and they cover portable stations and home stations with the following options: 24 or 6 hour, phone, CW, digital or all modes, and HF, VHF, UHF or all bands. The contest is divided into 3 hour blocks. Station can rework every block. This can work well, for example, if you work a station in the last 15 minutes of a block, you can work them in 16 minutes later. This makes it easy to play your time and maximise your contacts with the smallest amount of time, so worth thinking about for busy operators amongst us. As the points are calculated on distance, it's important that you have a 6-digit Maidenhead grid locator available for exchange. This can be attained several ways, such as an app or on a smartphone or via the web. Why not set aside some time to exchange some numbers with those that will be out and about, even if you stay home? The John Moyle Field Day is a little different than other field days, as you can operate on HF if that is your interest. Suitable logging software makes the task of keeping track of rework times and point score. There are a few options such as VKCL, VK5DJ and many others. This also makes the job of sending your logging lot an easier task. On VHF, UHF, a good spot to check out will be the usual simplex channels on 6 metres, 2 metres, 70 centimetres and 23 centimetres. For those with SSB, try the usual 150 on USB. Let's see VK7 results this year. Hope to hear you out and about, and that's 73s from Richard VK7ZBX. QSL News. The report from Herman VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of cards held at the 5th of March 2021 is in the emailer version of this broadcast. If you would like your cards to be delivered to your radio club, or you have any questions re QSL cards, then please contact Herman by email, which is vk7bureau@wia.org.au. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7HW, WIA Manager, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. News from the North. New Northern Repeater. Greg, VK7YAD, advises that VK7RUN, Channel 3, is currently active in the Launceston CBD with a 431.850 input and a 438.850 output. Intended for the support of small form factor, low power FM handhelds using shortened antennas, offering unsurpassed penetration into buildings and alleyways, is within 2 kilometres of the CBD and serves to facilitate message passing between hams out and about during these socially distant times, but without the social distractions of equipment drawing attention perhaps for the wrong reasons. For the present time, it may also be found on occasion passing Bandmeister Talk Group 91, which is a worldwide English system, traffic as FM, not DMR, during testing. However, this is a one-way process. Run 3 does not pass the FM traffic back to the DMR network. It has been operational for some time, however, a faulty power supply caused some early teething problems, which now seem to have been overcome. Put it in your receive scan group and give it a try and see what it has to offer. VK7 run, dash 2, which is 438.825 MHz output, continues, as it has for many months now, to broadcast Bandmeister DMR traffic, talk group 91, time slot 2, colour code 1. But a low-level form continued site testing. VK7 run is actually a set of 3 different repeaters, which is run 3 and run 2 are active presently in different ways. Run 1 is under test presently, but there are may be a shuffle of services between them as time progresses. Reception reports, questions and comments to vk7run@yahoo.com. And that's 73 from Greg, VK7YAD. SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group. The Summits of the Air and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group is now meeting twice weekly, which is Mondays and Fridays at 10:30 a.m. till 12 noon at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. And for more information, you can contact Al on 0417 354 410. And at 73 from our VK7AN, Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Tech Night, Wednesday the 10th of March. This event occurred as scheduled, although President Idris, VK7ZIR, reports that it was a relatively quiet night, as these events go, predominantly given over to a chat, of course, and a course of supper. He does, however, tell us that the crew did manage to mount the large TV on the wall. Elsewhere, Nick, VK7WhiskeyWhiskey, was on the microphone as usual, running the first of the test net, followed by the tech net on 80 metres. So we hand over now to him to let us all know what transpired on air. The test net on 3580 at 7 p.m. There were 3 stations on the test net to assist Nick testing his homebrew 80 metre AM transmitter at different modulation settings. Phil, VK7ZPD, Dave, VK2CQ, and Rick, VK7HBR. Conditions were very good and further improved throughout the evening. The TechNet as VK7TAZ followed at 7:30 p.m. local time on 3.567 MHz with 10 stations for the Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club, or NTARC. VK3MKE, Keith, described an Arduino-based VFO Hilbert for his code marine radio to put into his 80-metre lower sideband unit. VK7ALB, Peter, has been refeeding his loop antenna to get the main lobe in a different direction. Comparisons made between his loop and the ZEP antennas. VK7HPR, Rick, tells us how he is assisting Peter, VK7ZPE, with peaking audio settings. Rick also wants to make improvements to his own antenna system. VK7ZPD, Phil, has built a heavy-duty balun for his antenna. VK7KPA, Paul, described technical details to control his Danfoss fridge. And VK7ZPE, Peter, called in to give a couple of reports before heading to the technical night at the club rooms. Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, as Nick Control, thought he had fixed the frequency jumping problem in his IC721A. But in the last over the net, the fault reappeared, dang. And you never know who is listening. The mayor of Kamarut, Ron, VK3VBI, sent a text to Peter, VK7ALB, offering to buy the faulty rig for $50. The cheek of it all. All in good fun, though. Hi. Thanks, Paul, VK7KPA, for hosting Discord, assisted with Phil, VK7ZPD, with 8 stations logged in. Online topics and photos included. AM series modulator circuit and a photo of Nick's 80-meter 2.5 watt rig. Phil's 64 to 1 un-un balum, 50 ohm to 3 kilo ohm. And most important, from Peter, VK7PD, a link to the YouTube presentation. Search for Reece ACMA proposed license changes forum, 3rd of March 2021. This is the most important to all radio amateurs. Thank you for all who joined the Nets and those who listen to us on HF, Discord and SDRs around the world via the internet, wherever you may be. This is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, aka Double Scotch, on behalf of the Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club, now signing clear. Future events, Testnet and TechNet sessions. Wednesday the 17th of March, there will be again a Testnet, hosted by Nick of VK7 Whiskey Whiskey at 1900 hours or 7 p.m. local on 3.580 MHz for any stations wishing to test their homebrew transmitters, repaired equipment, new acquisitions, etc. Nick is able to accommodate SSB, AM and CW transmissions and is always happy to hear from any station wishing to utilise the net. Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, also hosts the TechNet session, which follows on at 1930 hours on 3.567 MHz. TechNight, Wednesday the 24th of March at NTARC Clubrooms, 1930 hours until whenever. Continuous tea and coffee will be available, although a gold coin donation for the evening would be appreciated. The Discord online session that normally accompanies the TechNet 80-meter event will also be alive, to allow members who cannot be present in person to continue their participation via that medium. Testnet and TechNet session. Wednesday the 31st of March. There will again be a Testnet hosted by Nick VK7 Whiskey Whiskey at 1900 hours on 3.580 MHz for any stations wishing to test their homebrew transmitters, repaired equipment, new acquisitions, etc. etc. Nick is able to accommodate SSB, AM and CW transmissions and is always happy to hear from any station wishing to utilise the net. Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, also hosts the TechNet sessions which follows on at 1930 hours on 3.567 MHz. I think we've had a double up there, anyway. Equine Endurance Event, Saturday the 3rd of April, Santorina Park, Scottsdale. NTARC has again been asked to provide safety comms at the Lockhart Challenge. This is the Easter weekend and the ride will be held on a Saturday. NTARC has provided safety comms at the ride for many years and the locations are taken home to our crew. The event will consist of 4 different rides, a 120km elevated, a 55km elevated, a 25k and a 15k event. The 120k elevated will consist of 4 loops. The 55k elevated will consist of 2 loops. It appears will be an early start for the crew with a 120k elevated starting at 0400 hours. Oh my god. The 55km elevated will commence at 0800 and the 25km will follow on at 0830 hours and the 15 will commence at 1100 hours. NTARC will provide base and 2 checkpoints. These will be situated at Rex's Race and Rodeo Road. NTARC will not be monitoring the 25km ride. For the hungry ones amongst us, the North East Pony Club will be running a canteen on Friday and Saturday. Due to the early start of the NTARC, we'll be setting up base and checkpoints on the Friday afternoon. If anyone can assist in the event, then our Safety Comms Coordinator Norm, VK7KTN, would appreciate hearing from you. Norm can be contacted by email at safetycomms.ntarc@gmail.com or at Friday Coffee Mornings. April General Meeting, Saturday the 10th of April, meeting commences at 1400 hours, afternoon tea will follow. Coffee Mornings, currently held every Friday in Intark Clubrooms. Catch-up times is from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, and we look forward to seeing you all. These coffee events in the past have been normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. Currently we have a few cards awaiting collection from past deliveries. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items and news that you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email me at the following address, which is intark.emails@gmail.com. And all items to be received no later than 1700 on the Friday prior to the broadcast. Your continued cooperation in this regard will be greatly appreciated. We will bring you such contributions next Sunday morning. That 73 is from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Secretary of Intark Incorporated. You are listening to VK7WI. Right, news from the South, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. Save the date. Our April presentation night on the 7th of April 2021 will be a fascinating presentation on the Pawsey Supercomputing Centre and the work they do to focus on processing from the Radio Astronomy Square Kilometre Array Telescope. This presentation will be given by recent member Andrew Elwell, who works at the Pawsey Centre. This one is not to be missed, and that's 73 is from the Reese Committee. Save another date, no doubt. Our May presentation night on May the 5th, 2021, will be a wonderful presentation on lightning, whistlers and other phenomena by none other than Dr. Mike Groth, VK7MJ. Another one not to be missed, and again, 73 is from the Reese Committee. Training and assessments. Reese's next foundation training and all licence assessment day is on Saturday the 27th of March 2021 from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you're thinking of coming along, then grab your copy of the Foundation License Manual from the Caltech service station on the corner of Amy Street and Main Road Moona for $35 cash, and please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, REST Learning Organiser, know ASAP. That you'll be coming along by phoning 0417 391 607 or email assessor@rest.asn.au. Check out the REST Facebook page events for further details. And that's 73 is from Reg, VK7KK. DATV Experimenters Night. Last Wednesday night, Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers, hosted the DATV Experimenters Night and started with a reminder about the ACMA consultation paper on licensing changes. Get your submissions into ACMA and vote in the WIA poll. We announced that there is now the 10 REST Foundation license training videos available on the REST YouTube channel for anyone who would like to see what we get up to a foundation license training, on a foundation license training assessment day. We then moved to show how 300 ohm balance lines become damaged when being up against a brick wall or by the wind. Justin then moved to his recent Mount Arthur SOTA activation, VK7NE-008, with pictures. A huge thank you to the Intark guys, Tony, Andre, Colin and Peter, who took me up Mount Arthur. The pictures included the VK7RAA-RJG repeater site. We then moved to review of the latest of the RAOTC magazine. Justin showed a recent purchase of a 3.398 GHz horn from Doug VK4OE that he intends to use with his Geelong ARC panels and an offset fed dish. We finished with reminders of the Meet the Voice event on the 21st of March 2021 at the Ross Caravan Park. On the same weekend, the John Moore Memorial Field Day with a portable operation focus. This coming Wednesday, we'll continue our DATV Experimenters Night with antennas, satellites, magazines, reviews, projects, and much, much more. We get underway from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. Keep an eye out on the REST Facebook events for more details. Why not come up to the Queen's Domain COVID-safe club rooms and see what we get up to? And a reminder, we go out on RF on 445.5 MHz DVB-T, 7 MHz standard definition, So what that means is, if you have a TV, set-top box, or USB DVB dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 MHz, you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experiments Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the Reist YouTube channel. And that's 73 from Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers. And now on to regular gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Group meeting Monday and Fridays, 10:30 to 12 noon in Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Friday coffee sessions, Rochelle Clubrooms, Launceston from 10 a.m. NTARC Tech Night sessions, Wednesday the 24th of March, Rochelle Clubrooms in Launceston. NTARC Tech Net session, Wednesday the 17th and 31st of March. And Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 2000 local, the Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7 RMD, which is 146.625. with a 141.3 tone. Northwest VK7 again, Thursday commencing at 09:30 UTC or 20:30 local, Northwest Tassie 2 meter DX net, which starts off on 144.120 upper sideband. Over to Reist, microwave QSO party following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. Reist WAGS Wednesday afternoon group meet in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 12 noon. Reist DATV Experiments Night from 7:30 p.m. live in the Club Rooms, also on DVBDT, RF and YouTube streaming. Sewing Circle Net daily commences at 1800 on 3.640 MHz. Events VK7 21st of March. Meet the Voice 2021 at Ross Caravan Park. Main event start from 11 a.m. and BYO barbecue. VK Wide 2021 March, the John Moyle Memorial Field Day. Reist 7th of April, Pawsey Supercomputer Centre and SKA presentation by Andrew Elwell from 7:30 p.m. NTARC 10th of April, general meeting from 2 p.m. Reist, the 5th of May, Lightning, Whistlers and Other Phenomena with Dr. Mike Groth, VK7MJ, from 7:30 p.m. And finally, a reminder to those who are people who are rostered for next week's broadcast, newsreader is VK7 Tangled Whiskers. Repeaters, it will be Reist, NTARC, and in Northwest thanks to NWTR and TVG, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Club, VK7AX and VK7DC. 160 metres will be VK7GS, 80 metres VK7TPE, 40 metres VK7ALH, 20 metres VK7JGD, 10 metres VK7DG, and DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RTC in Southern VK7. In the Northwest, it can be heard at 8:30 p.m. On repeaters VK7RTV and VK7RDR. Digital ATV on 445.5 MHz in the Ulverston area and via BATC-V8. K7AX video stream. A huge thank you to all those people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed a VK7 WI. Next week the National WIA News can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. And for further information about the broadcast, it can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Group.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on the Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of VK7 Amateur Radio News Team, it's 73s from Rick, VK7RI.